This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariyat. First, we take a look at the headlines. The campaign for general elections in Assam will conclude at 5 p.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that the BJP will form a government in Assam for the third consecutive term. Supreme Court directs CBI to carry out preliminary inquiry into certain allegations related to allotment of public contracts in Arunachal Pradesh. The results of the secondary school leaving certificate class 10 examination of 2026 in Meghalaya will be declared today. And now the news and details. The campaign for the general elections to the Assam Legislative Assembly will conclude this evening at 5 p.m, marking the commencement of the mandatory silence period. The restriction, which comes into effect 48 hours before the close of polling, has been imposed in accordance with Section 126 of the Representation of the People's Act 1951. Assam Chief Electoral Officer Anurag Goel has urged all candidates, political parties and media organisations to strictly adhere to the guidelines. Meanwhile, Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is set to address three election rallies in the Barak Valley region today. Other political parties, including the Indian National Congress, are also intensifying their campaign, with multiple rallies planned across the state on the final day of canvassing. The polling in all 126 assembly constituencies will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held three election rallies at Barpeta, Hojai and Dibrugarh in Assam yesterday and expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government in the state for the third consecutive term. The campaign is at its peak, with star campaigners of various parties addressing rallies across the state. Modi reiterated the vision of building a Viksit Assam as part of a Viksit Bharat, and criticised the Indian National Congress for lack of long-term development focus. Meanwhile, the Congress also stepped up its campaign, and senior Congress leader Kumari Selja targeted the BJP over the issue of the Uniform Civil Code and alleged that such issues are raised during elections to create division among the people. She said her party stands for justice and equal rights for all, and other political parties, including the Assam Gana Parishad, Assam Jatiya Parishad and the Raijor Dal, along with several regional groups, also intensified their campaign. In Tripura, the Election Commission has put in place stringent security measures to ensure that the Dharmanagar Assembly by-election is conducted in a free, fair and peaceful manner. The polling will be held on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. 46,142 voters are expected to cast their votes across 55 polling stations. Addressing a press conference in Agartala, Chief Electoral Officer Brijesh Pandey stated that as part of enhanced security arrangements, the international border has been sealed while strict surveillance is being maintained along the interstate borders. Central Armed Forces will be deployed at every polling booth to maintain law and order, and additionally, all polling stations will be equipped with webcasting facilities. In Nagaland, one person has died in poll-related violence ahead of the polling for the by-election to Koridang Assembly constituency. Violence was reported in Longkhum and Mangmetong villages. Confirming this, additional SP NPRO Mokachung Police said that stone pelting started at Longkhum village around midnight, leading to three persons injured, one of whom succumbed to his injuries. He said that 16 persons have been arrested. The situation is now under control but continues to be tense and volatile. In Mangmetong village, vandalism was reported, leaving 12 vehicles damaged, and one suspect has been arrested in this connection. Meanwhile, night curfew is enforced daily from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. until further orders in Longkhum village, Mangmetong village and the Alichen area, including the second NAP camp, prohibiting assembly of five or more persons. The Supreme Court has directed the Central Bureau of Investigation to carry out a preliminary inquiry into certain allegations related to the allotment of public contracts in Arunachal Pradesh. The matter was brought before the court through a petition raising concerns about the allotment of certain contracts. The inquiry will cover contracts awarded between January 2015 and December 2025. The court has asked the CBI to submit its report within 16 weeks, and based on the findings, a decision will be taken on whether further investigation is required. The Apex Court has also directed the state government and concerned departments to extend full cooperation and provide all relevant records within 4 weeks. The Chief Secretary has been asked to appoint a nodal officer within 1 week to coordinate with the CBI. The Meghalaya Board of School Education will declare the results of the Secondary School Leaving Certificate Class 10 Examination 2026 at 11 a.m. today. Students can check their results online via the official websites. The result booklet will also be made available for download, and results will not be displayed at MBO's offices in Tura or Shillong. The Nagaland Board of School Education has instructed all educational institutions in the state to formally declare their campuses and areas within a 500-meter radius as a drug-free zone. This is done in compliance with a directive from the Narcotics Control Bureau under the Ministry of Home Affairs. As part of this directive, schools should prominently display signboards and awareness materials at entry and exit points as well as within campus premises. Emphasizing the need for a supportive approach, schools should also facilitate professional counseling for individuals identified at risk or affected by drug use and ensure timely referral to rehabilitation services. In addition, schools must conduct regular awareness programs and campaigns to educate students, teachers and staff on the harmful effects of drug abuse. In Manipur, suspected militants yesterday launched a bomb attack in Bishnupur district, killing two toddlers while injuring their mother. The incident occurred at around 1 a.m. when a bomb fired by suspected militants fell at a civilian house at Moirang Thronglaubi, killing a 5-year-old boy and a 6-month-old girl. All three were sleeping when the bomb exploded in the house. In Manipur, the central security forces, including state police, have started dismantling bunkers at Mahadev area along National Highway 202A, the Imphal-Ukhrul-Kamjong Road, following the government's plan to open national highways and state highways for free accessibility by all citizens. The road has been under siege by suspected militants, thereby strangulating Ukhrul and Kamjong districts. The area located under Ukhrul district, especially Thoyi, Sinakeithai, Sharkhapung, has been witnessing intense shooting every night by suspected militants using sophisticated weapons. At least 6 houses at Thoyi village bore the brunt of the shooting by suspected militants. However, there were no reports of any casualty. The Mizoram government yesterday said that it is maintaining a robust supply of LPG and will make all efforts to ensure that there is no shortage of cooking gas. In a statement, the Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs Department said the administration is proactively monitoring and managing the supply chain to prevent any disruptions amid the ongoing West Asia conflict. It also urged the public to remain calm, stating that there was currently no cause for panic buying. According to data provided by the department, the state's cooking gas supply chain remains secured with nearly 40,000 cylinders currently accounted for. In Tripura, the Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs Department yesterday informed that the supply and stock of LPG, petrol and diesel is stable and normal. During a press conference, Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs Secretary Devapriya Bardhan addressed the rising concerns over fuel availability and asserted that there is currently no shortage and that the logistics chain, including LPG imports through Bangladesh, is functioning without disruption. He further highlighted the stability of green fuel, stating that CNG and PNG supplies are unaffected, with approximately 70,000 domestic PNG connections currently active across the state. The 47th Foundation Day of the BJP was celebrated in various states of the Northeast yesterday. In Manipur, Chief Minister Yamunan Khemchan Singh attended the Foundation Day at Rongmei in Noni district, along with BJP Manipur State President, BJP MLAs and party workers. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chon Namain participated in the celebration at Namsai. In Tripura, the Foundation Day was celebrated with a series of events at its state headquarters in Agartala. The celebrations were marked by a sense of renewed commitment towards organizational growth and state development. Tripura State BJP President Rajib Bhattacharji kicked off the festivities by hoisting the party flag in the presence of several senior leaders and party workers, and the Foundation Day was also celebrated in other states. The Mizoram Presbyterian Church Synod, the largest denomination having more than 6 lakh members across the state, has called upon its local churches to step in and facilitate health insurance enrollment for underprivileged members. In a circular issued recently, local church committees are encouraged to identify members who cannot afford premium to register under the Mizoram Universal Healthcare Scheme and utilize church resources to fund their enrollment. The initiative aimed to ensure that no member is left behind due to poverty, providing a safety net for the most vulnerable sections of the community. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.